This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome to you, last day before Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving Eve show with Wayne Allen Root. I should have taken today off, but I just love being on the radio and TV with you. I am taking tomorrow and Friday off, and I'll be back on Monday. And so I just didn't want to be away from you today. Last day, a lot of people are commuting back from work to home to be with their families, and I wanted to be here for you. And here we are, and I'll take lots of calls today. Wanted to get the phone number here. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. You think I'd have it memorized after four years. There's so much on my mind. 833-WAR-TALK. I got to see it in front of me before I think about it. 833-927-8255. We'll take calls throughout the show and throughout the hour with Newsmax TV as well. 833-927-8255. I want to start, though, with my commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanksgiving blessings from the Democrat Party. So my Thanksgiving column, which I read you yesterday, that's coming out tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, listed quite a few reasons to be thankful for President Donald J. Trump, but it's still technically Thanksgiving weekend. This is Sunday. And the Democratic Party's presidential candidates deserve credit, too. It's not just Trump. Democrats deserve credit. I'm very thankful this Thanksgiving. The Democratic Party's candidates are so awful. Even Barack Obama is disgusted. Have you seen Obama's comments about the Democrat field? He's not happy with any of the candidates. He believes they're too radical and extreme to win. Might be the first time I've ever agreed with my old Columbia College classmate. Obama also reportedly told a Democrat candidate that Joe Biden doesn't have what it takes to win the White House. Does not have what it takes to win the White House. Even the liberal New York Times reported Obama quietly urged Biden not to run. And by the way, Biden's in fourth place in a new poll in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders now leads the field. But Obama is no fan of Sanders either. Politico reports Obama warned he will step in to prevent Bernie Sanders from winning the Democrat presidential nomination. Then there's Elizabeth Warren. She was the new leader for about a month. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows Warren plunging by half. She was at 28% last month. Now she's free-fallen to 14% and third place. Why is this happening? Because the Democrats have no candidate that can beat Trump. That's why Democrats cling to a new flavor of the month. It's all about hope and desperation. The latest flavor of the month is Pete Buttigieg. I can never pronounce his name. Buttigieg, I don't know. Buttigieg, Buttigieg, Butthead, I have no idea. I'm sure my liberal critics will be shocked to hear I couldn't care less that he's gay. I'm a libertarian when it comes to bedroom issues. But Mayor Pete has a much bigger problem. He's a small-town mayor with zero accomplishments. Who cares that he's gay? Mayor Pete's town, South Bend, is falling apart. Crime's through the roof. Violent crime's dramatically higher than other neighboring towns. His own police department hates him. He should be home dealing with the mess he presides over. Nope. He thinks he deserves to be president of the United States. My educated guess? He couldn't win re-election as South Bend mayor. Then there's ex-New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He's got three big problems. First, he's a billionaire in a party that despises wealth and success. Second, he's an old straight white guy in a party that despises old straight white guys. And third, he's the most boring speaker in world history. These Democrats learned all the wrong lessons from Trump's election. Again, thank God and happy Thanksgiving. I'm so glad they learned the wrong lessons. They think Trump won because he's a billionaire. Not true. Trump won because he's got charisma, celebrity, out-of-the-box personality, tremendous world-class energy, and the perfect message. That's precisely why Tom Steyer, the first billionaire to jump into the Democrat presidential race, has spent tens of billions, and in the latest Quinnipiac poll, he's at zero. Even Tulsi Gabbard beat Steyer. Can you imagine that? Tulsi Gabbard beat Steyer. Julian Castro beat Steyer. Being a billionaire isn't a positive in today's Democrat Party. But in the end, Tom Steyer has the same problem as Mayor Bloomberg. He's a stiff. He's boring and terribly unlikable on television. All the money in the world can't change that. You can't buy a personality. Then we come to the message. Bloomberg just said the U.S. This is what Bloomberg just said in the speech yesterday. The USA needs an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. That line may play in New York City, where English is no longer the main language, but in the rest of America, Bloomberg just committed political suicide. Meanwhile, President Trump just announced in an interview with the co-star of my Newsmax TV show, Bill O'Reilly, that he's designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Bravo! Brilliant! Now that's what real Americans want to hear. This Thanksgiving weekend, I'm thankful Democrats have no candidate to compete with Trump. I'm thankful Democrats still don't speak the language of middle-class Americans, and I'm thankful that President Trump does. Happy holidays. My new commentary coming out this Sunday in the Las Vegas Review Journal and syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate, coming to a newspaper near you. So here are some of the biggest news stories out there. First of all, the two funniest news stories of the day. Three women accuse Gordon Sondland of sexual misconduct. You know, the U.S. ambassador who some liberals want to hang their whole hat on? That he's the guy that could take Trump down? First of all, he didn't say anything that's taking Trump down. Nothing's taking Trump down. Trump did nothing wrong. But of all the witnesses, he's the only one that had any credibility at all. Even though he admitted that Trump did not say quid pro quo, and Trump said, I want nothing out of it. He's the one that was the most damaging to Trump, if you could call on scale a 1 to 10, a 0.02 damaging. But now he's got three women accusing him of sexual misconduct. He provided key testimony in the impeachment hearings, accused of sexual misconduct by three women. Let's see if we can find out who they are. The Portland Monthly published named accounts by three women who said that Sondland, a wealthy hotel owner from Seattle, retaliated against them professionally after they rejected him sexually. One of the women, Jana Solis, said she met Sondland in 2008 when she was seeking work in her position as a safety expert for hotels. She said Sondland met her for lunch, offered her a job as my new hotel chick before slapping her rear. She said Sondland later invited her to his Portland home to evaluate his personal art collection and then exposed himself in the pool house. Boy, these guys are really cool, aren't they? What kind of... He's so ridiculous. I've never been so stupid in my life. What kind of guy thinks you drop your pants and show your you-know-what and women are going to go, wow, I want a piece of that. What an idiot. She said Sondland in a later meeting also forcibly kissed her. Another woman, Nicole Vogel, wow, they all went public with their names, said she met Sondland in 2003 over dinner to seek investment in a new magazine. He then took her to a hotel he owned, invited her to see a room, I'll bet, that's the oldest line in the book, where he requested a hug and then grabs my face and goes to kiss me. She refused and left. She pointed to an email afterwards in which Sondland declined funding for a project. Sondland, in a statement, rejected all the accusations and accused Vogel of underhanded journalism out of anger he did not invest in her magazine, which could be true. I'm always very skeptical of any of these charges. But you know what? They make them against Trump. They made him against our candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, and everybody automatically believes him when they're made against a Republican. So how about when they're made against a critic of the president? These untrue claims, unwanted touching and kissing, are concocted, I believe, coordinated for political purposes. They have no basis in fact. I categorically deny them. A lawyer, blah, 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 blah. All right. Anyway, that's the story. Interesting. Funniest story of the week. You accuse Trump, and then next thing you know, you're accused. So good luck with your story. Good luck with your credibility. And then Hunter Biden's new baby is with a stripper from a D.C. strip club he was constantly at. The baby that Hunter Biden fathered, this guy's such a winner. I mean, if he's not, you know, if he doesn't, he is the stereotype for rich little frat boys. That's what this guy is. Hunter Biden is the stereotype. This is what I put on Twitter. Not too much of a stereotypical rich spoiled brat, huh? Little Richie Rich got stripper pregnant, brains in the wrong organ. That's what I said about Hunter Biden on Twitter a few minutes ago. What a moron. I mean, he's just the stereotype for an idiot. He got a stripper pregnant. This is the son of the Vice President of the United States. London Alexis Roberts, the mother of Biden's love child, was working at the Empire Club in DuPont Circle under the stage name Dallas. That's inventive. Stripper called Dallas. That's really inventive. Several workers at the club told Page Six they recognized Roberts from her time working there. Roberts worked there around the time she got pregnant, and when Hunter broke up with his former sister-in-law, Hallie Biden, the widow of his brother, can you believe, speaking of Dallas, this is like the freaking soap opera on primetime TV called Dallas. That's what this is. It's the most incredible thing in the world. His brother dies, Hunter Biden screws the wife of the ex of the brother, the widow of the brother. That's it. Hunter Biden's world turns bad. Very bad. And then he goes out and gets a stripper pregnant. I mean, you know what that means. Speaking of sexual innuendo, tip of the iceberg. He's probably screwed every stripper in the entire Washington, D.C. He just happened to get this one pregnant. Smart move. She's from Arkansas. Wow. Really smart. Page Six noted the Empire Club is three blocks north of another D.C. strip joint, Archibald's Gentleman's Club, where Hunter Biden was suspected of smoking crack in the VIP room last year. Wow, this guy's a winner. All right. Archibald's managing partner told Page Six that one visit in late 2016 by Hunter Biden was marred by suspicion of drug use. There was a smell of burning styrofoam in the VIP room. We told him nothing illegal can go on here. We didn't see it. After he was spoken to, the smell stopped. VIP employees thought it was crack. This all took place at the time he was a board member of the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma, making, they said here as much as $50,000 a month, but I've seen reports he was making more like $80,000 plus a month. Oh boy, strip clubs, sex with strippers, getting strippers pregnant, snorting crack in the VIP room, and ripping off the United States government for his father. This guy's a real winner. And at the same time, great economic news today out for President Trump. I'll tell you about it when we get back. How are you going to beat it? This is a card game. You'd lay your cards down and say, we cheated billions in Ukraine, and the vice president's son was with strippers and crack cocaine. And Trump would say, great economy. Gotcha.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Hi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Root for the Walls, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Root for the Wall sponsors the whole show. Root for the Wall's main title sponsor of the show. Root for the Wall is the... has the naming rights to the studio. It's the rootwall.com studio, and that's the website you go to, rootwall.com, to donate money to Trump's wall. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to raise money from 63 million Trump voters for Trump's wall, because we know Congress won't do it. We know Pelosi won't dedicate one dime out of an almost $5 trillion budget to a wall to provide security for our children. We've got to do it. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall, and anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. All you have to do is go to rootwall.com. The video's there, the explanation's there, the column's there, the distribution of funds is there. It's all at rootwall.com, or you can call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT, WALL, W-A-L-L, pretty simple stuff, rootwall.com. And then I have to say the disclaimer, or the mean police put me in jail. Roof of the Wall PAC, paid for, and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Don't want the lowest learners of the world to get upset. They let Democrats do anything they want. They can put national security emails on the laptop of a guy named Wiener, who's a pervert, and nobody cares. But, you know, if Wayne Root were to leave a word out, they'd haul me off to jail, probably with a SWAT team at 6 a.m., These are sick people, man, really sick people. And I'm praying for another 4 years of Trump to do away with all of them. Got to do away with them. He just couldn't do it in the first term. You know why? Because he's never been a bureaucrat in his life, never been in government in his life, didn't have anyone to bring with him to Washington. So he kept a lot of people who were holdovers from Obama and Clinton, and also even from Bush. The Bush people hate Trump. They're all in it together. They're all out to make money from government, and they hate Trump's guts. So you got to get rid of all these terrible people, and in the second term, a lot of things will change. And there's going to be a second term. Come on. I mentioned this yesterday. Here's an article about the New York Times. They conducted a poll, and it says Trump didn't lose many battleground voters from 18, even the ones who voted for Democrats in the 2018 midterms. They're still voting, planning to vote for Trump in 2020. And then I mentioned this in my commentary that I read in the first segment. Mike Bloomberg just announced, and he says the U.S. needs more immigrants. That's it. You're done. You're done as quick as you start. Mike Bloomberg said Tuesday in Phoenix, the U.S. needs an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. His second day of campaigning for the Democratic nomination. You know why no New York mayor has ever gotten anywhere? You know why Rudy Giuliani went nowhere? Do you know why Lindsay, what was the guy's name? John, I think it was John Lindsay, the mayor, Republican, liberal mayor of New York in the 1960s, late 60s, went nowhere. And there have been others, too. Just no mayor of New York ever goes anywhere running for president. And don't forget, de Blasio polled zero all the time in every poll. And now you got Mike Bloomberg. And they're just out of touch. New York City, the one language no one speaks is English. So in New York City, you give this speech, people like you. That America needs more immigrants, not less. But in the rest of the country, you're done. The first day you say it, you're a non-candidate. Second day of campaigning for the Democrat nomination, he contrasted his views on immigration with President Trump's restricted policies and laid out a vision of a multicultural society enriched by immigrants. Listen to this statement. Listen to how tone-deaf this guy is. We need immigrants to take all different kinds of jobs that the country needs and improve our culture. Oh, I can't wait for Mexico to improve our culture. Our cuisine. Oh, we don't have good enough food. Our religion. Oh, our religions are no good. Did you know that El Salvador has better religions than we do? I mean, if you can't pick apart this statement, you're a complete moron, brain-dead zombie who had a lobotomy yesterday. We need foreigners, including illegals, to improve our religion. Wait, our dialogue. There's no good dialogue in America. There's only good dialogue in, I don't know, Panama. There's only good dialogue in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Uruguay. Mexico has such good dialogue. There are 25,000 murders in a country that the people are disarmed. You can't have a gun. 25,000 people shot and killed, first tortured by the drug cartel. The government's paid off by the drug cartel. All the police are paid off by the drug cartel. All the judges are paid off by the drug cartel. I need their culture. I need their religion. And he says, and certainly improve our economy. Oh, homeless people are so good for the economy. Illegals are so good for the economy. Dead, broke, poverty-stricken people can't speak English are just what the economy needs, who need food stamps and welfare from the moment they get here. It's the one thing that's been missing from our economy. Mike Bloomberg? I don't know what to say, but that's the first thing he said running for president. It's already over. It was already over the moment he announced. He's the most boring human being that ever lived. And he's the snobbiest, rich, patrician, Boston a-hole you've ever seen in your entire life. All of that's the reason he was done for the first minute he announced. But now, this makes it official. I mean, I don't need religion in America. I don't need dialogue in America. There's no good cuisine in America. We need Mexico now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A federal judge is blocking President Trump's requirement that illegal immigrants have health insurance to prove they can pay for medical treatment. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon issued the order Tuesday that blocks any State Department official from enforcing the policy the administration announced in October. Two big storms are moving across the country this Thanksgiving holiday, causing roads to be closed in some spots and delaying flights across the country. Todd Krause is with the National Weather Service.
Just want to let you know that we've got warnings issued all the way from Colorado and Wyoming through Minnesota up to upper Michigan, and for heavy snow and strong winds. So we're looking at 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds maybe gusting to 30, 40 miles per hour.
A new storm is blowing in on the West Coast, putting 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. This is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with you. You know that hour four. I've only been doing this for 4 years. Hour three, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, is Newsmax TV. And you know that Newsmax TV is now on in Vegas, Channel 96, Cox Cable. It's also on in Phoenix. It's also on in San Diego. It's also on in Orange County. 6.2 million new homes. So if you are listening to my voice and you get Cox Cable, know that hour number three that starts in 25 minutes is on national TV on Cox Cable. Of course, we're on many other cable channels, including Comcast. We're also on DirecTV. We're on Dish TV. Great stuff. Also want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America. They're America's most trusted name in gold and silver, and they've got another great offer. They're willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin. They've been doing this for a few months now. This one is the U.S. Peace Dollar for just $16.50 each delivered. They're losing money. This is below cost and delivered while supplies last. An exclusive offer to my listeners, 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. And tell them Wayne Root sent you. Okay, so you know that my career has grown, you know, just it's exploded exponentially, dramatically. And the reason why is because I'm a different kind of host, right? You don't find anyone else like me on TV or radio. There's no one like me who is just like Trump. I just say whatever I believe in. Who cares what other people think? Shoot from the hip. Who cares? Gets offended. I just tell the truth. Shoot from the hip, balls to the walls, pedal to the metal, 3 hours a day on radio, 1 hour a day on TV. And that has resulted in my meteoric rise. I've got very good taste when it comes to candidates. The people who I think are going to win almost always win. The people who I think are going to lose almost always lose. I was the one guy in the world that predicted Trump from the first day he came down the escalator, who did it in public and risked his career on it and could have looked like a big idiot, and I believe he'll win by an electoral landslide in 2020. And I have come up with another candidate who I think is going to be the brightest star maybe in the whole United States of America for the Republican Party running for Congress in 2020. His name is Dan Rodimer. I always thought it was Dan Rodimer, but it's Dan Rodimer. He is a former professional wrestling star from the WWE. He's a Nevada GOP candidate for Congress District 3, running against the incumbent. He's exactly what I think we need. That's not to say you automatically win, but I think he'll sweep through the primary, and I think he'll make a great opponent and give the run of a lifetime to the incumbent Democrat, very liberal, nutty person who's in office right now. And the reason why is because I believe to win in politics, you need to be, of course you have to be bright, and he's bright, but you need to be an entertainer, you need to have personality, you need to be a little bit funny, you need to be able to make fun of yourself. Being a wrestler is more important than being a lawyer, let's put it that way. And this guy is a wrestler and an entertainer and a showman, and that's what you need to win for office. Who proves it? Not just Wayne Root, Donald Trump proves it. You know, you can't be a straight politician, you can't be a traditional politician. You can't be an establishment politician anymore. It gets you nowhere, especially if you're a Republican. We need more candidates like Dan Rodimer. So I did something that hosts never do. You're not supposed to ever pick sides. You're not supposed to ever endorse. I've gone out on a limb and I have endorsed Dan Rodimer for U.S. Congress in the Republican primary. He's got opponents who are very nice people. Nothing against them. They're all nice people. They'd all make great congressmen. But I believe this is the guy that can win. And I believe he's the perfect candidate at the perfect time to run alongside President Trump. Without further ado, Dan Rodimer. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing, brother?
Was that Dan, an introduction? Was that good or what?
That was an incredible introduction. Wow.
See, I should have been the WWE announcer when you came in the ring. That's what should have happened.
But I think you should have been, man.
Yeah, so listen, I do think you're a very good candidate, although I'm telling you, your voice is a little distant. Get off speakerphone, make sure your mouth is right up against that phone, I'm telling you. Always do that in every interview. No speakerphones allowed. So Dan,
of course not.
See, there we go. I've just trained you. Dan, first of all, general background. Tell everybody what you're about, where you're from, and why are you running for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District?
Well, thank you very much, Wayne, for having me on the show. Thank you very much for that incredible introduction. I greatly appreciate it. But, you know, I am running for Congressional District 3 here in Nevada. I have 5 children. Okay, I'm a small business owner. Obviously, I was a pro wrestler with the WWE. And, you know, I'm coming out, and I'm ready to knock some common sense in Washington, D.C.
Let's make sure everybody knows you have 5 children with the same wife, Sarah, correct?
Sarah, my
well, that's unbelievable. You understand that doesn't happen anymore. That never happens in the real world anymore. You're married to one woman with 5 kids, and she's a beautiful woman and a bright woman. She'll make a great congressional wife. Another plus for the Republican Party. So you got it going on, and that's why I endorsed you.
Well, thank you, Wayne. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, you know, the fact is, you know, I do have 5 children. That's what got me into this race. And, you know, I'm worried about their future, and I'm worried about the future of all the children in Nevada. It's, you know, being a small business owner, I own a restaurant right here in Summerlin, Poncho's Vegan Cantina. Just give a little shout out there. My wife's going to love that, by the way.
and your kids are ranging in age from what to what?
Are my kids, Violet is 4, Valentine's 5, Silas is 13, Addis is 11, and beautiful Bella is 17 years old.
All right, so you got a beautiful family. You've done a good job. Now we've got that out of the way. Family's out of the way, wife out of the way, kids out of the way. All great. Makes you a great candidate. Looks good. I love you. I support you. But tell us about the top 2 or 3 issues you're focused on, because, you know, in the end, all that other stuff is icing on the cake, but people want to know what you believe in. So tell us the things that are closest to your heart and your wallet and why you're running for United States Congress.
Well, education. Education is the number one. You know, education is very, very close to my heart. You know, I want the best education for my kids, and obviously, as everybody knows, you know, Nevada, we're ranked 49 in the union. You know, it's not getting any better. It's very, very frustrating. I wasn't going to do this, but I'll tell you, my parents, when I was going into my freshman year in high school, I went to a public school, and I was doing absolutely terrible, absolutely terrible. And so my parents, middle class family, they took all of their retirement, all their 401k, everything they had. They had to borrow money, and they sent me to an all boys prep school. And
smart.
If it wasn't
nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
do you know I have the same story? Do you know I'm from not even working class. I'm from a butcher father. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I think you've heard that before. And my parents were very working class, and they worked for my dad worked for a butcher store. My mom was the cashier at the butcher store, and I was almost killed in my public school. I had a fight, and a kid pulled out a machete, you know, almost killed me. And the principal told my parents, if you don't get him out of the school, that kid is kicked out. But his friends are gang members, and they're going to mark Wayne for extinction, and Wayne will be stabbed, and there's nothing I could do about it. So my parents went to my grandfather, and he put up the money because he had a little bit of money. He was middle class. They were working class. He put up the money so I could go to a private school, and I went from going nowhere in life to becoming the valedictorian of that private school and getting accepted into Ivy League Columbia University. Changed my life to go from a public school to a private school. So I get what you're talking about exactly.
And, but I think every child should have that chance, you know. I mean, it's not just for the rich. I think every child should have it. Black, white.
Well, they would if we had school choice. You better fight for school choice. You know, they would if we had it.
Yeah, I mean, school choice.
Vouchers, right?
It's a necessity. You know, vouchers. You know, Betsy DeVos is trying to put together a program right now where, you know, she's offering tax credits to the uber wealthy, and that will cover the grant for, you know, every family out there. And I believe, like I said, I mean, I think parents can determine, you know, where their child should go to school. You know, some kids want to go to a technical school. Some kids want to go to a charter school. Some kids want to go to a private school. You know,
that's going to, you know, I'm not giving up on our public school system. I think our public school system, you know, needs help too. And I want to help that. I'm on the, you know, I'm on the school safety advisory board. And that's one of the other ways, the other reasons I got into this, Wayne. We, you know, my daughter was watching, my daughter watched the Parkland Drive when one of her little girlfriends was running down the hallway being shot at. And,
wow.
And sure enough, you know, we got, my wife said, look, you need to be an advocate. We need to get involved in the community. We need to help out more. And sure enough, you know, I was able to write a school safety bill last year. And then, you know, getting on the school safety advisory board, you know, seeing the issues, seeing the problems out here in our schools and trying to protect our kids. And that's why I hold it so close and dear to my heart that, you know, this is an issue that needs to be, you know, taken care of.
All right, so Dan, all right, we did a lot on education, but you know the average person cares about pocketbook issues. So let's quickly, let's, you know, it's limited time on radio. Right now we got a minute. I want to hold you over. Stay on. I know you weren't planning to do a two-segment interview, but you've earned a second segment. So we landed education. Your background, by the way, he's a lawyer, went to law school, an attorney as well, so he's a bright guy, not just a WWE wrestler. He's got a good head on him, too. But let's talk when we get back about taxes and regulations and the wall, because you know most Americans born in America are sick of the invasion in our southern border. We don't want the whole world coming here. We want good people coming here, but not everybody, and certainly not bad people, and certainly not people who want welfare cradle to grave. We want a wall. So let's see how you match up with President Trump and how you're going to support President Trump when we get back, all right?
Sounds good, Wayne.
Let everybody know where they could donate to you quickly. What's the web address?
DanRodheimer.com.
So it's Rodheimer. You got to learn how to spell it. It's a tough name. It's Dan, R-O-D-I-M-E-R. It sounds like Rodheimer. It's Rodheimer. Dan, R-O-D-I-M-E-R.com. Donate. We'll be right back. More with Dan Rodheimer. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Roush. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. First of all, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Speaking of going to war, cold and flu season is here, and silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. My Doctor Suggests products contain alkaline structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. And you can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following toll-free number, or going to their website, and you get 20% off not just the first order, but every order when you tell them I'm a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Call 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, type in ROOT, or tell them Wayne Root. I'm a big fan of the show, and you get 20% off each and every order, plus the book, The Silver Miracle Free, 866-660-9868. Call them now. All right, so Dan Rodheimer is with us. He's a candidate for United States Congress, Nevada GOP Congressional District Number 3. He's running against an extreme left Democrat Congresswoman Susie Lee. And Dan Rodheimer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
So tell us where you stand on economics, on Trump's economy, on what you think is different now versus the Obama economy, where you stand on taxes and regulation, et cetera, and how you will stand by Trump's side. We want to hear where you stand on all that.
Our economy's killing it. And, you know, obviously in regards to the president's policies, hey, I mean, I believe he's, you know, people say that that his policies are as good as Reagan's. I'll be honest with you, I think they're better. And it's only going to get better in 2020, you know, especially with all this impeachment stuff that's going on right now. I mean,
what do you think of impeachment stuff?
Oh, brother, you're going to get me started now. Now you're going to get me all riled up. you know.
You want to get in the ring and wrestle with these guys, don't you?
Oh, man, I'm ready to drop an elbow on the establishment right now.
That's a good thing. I'd like to watch that. I'd pay to watch that. We could do a pay-per-view and watch you elbowing the establishment. I like it.
Oof, we'll drop one. But, no, I mean, unlike Susie Lee, you know, I'm about results rather than resistance. And right now, Susie Lee is out there, and all she's working on is impeachment. I mean, she was brought on. You know, she said that she was a moderate Democrat, you know, that she was going to work with the president. The fact is she voted 97% with AOC. That's insane. You know, 2.5% with the president. You know, that's actually less than the entire squad. So, I mean, you want to talk about socialism there. I mean, it's going to get out of control. And the thing is, I tell everybody, let's just worry about, you know, let's not worry about what's going on in the White House. Let's worry about what's going on in our house. Let's worry about our education. Let's worry about our veterans. Let's worry about, you know, our small businesses. And she's not doing that right now. And it's not fair to the voters, not fair to the constituents here. And it's very, very frustrating. And that's got to change.
Now, Obama's economy was horrible. I'm a small businessman who lived in 8 years of misery. I almost went broke. I almost lost everything I had. So many of my businesses were stuck in quicksand. Now things are doing really well. Tell me why you think, Dan Rodheimer, there's a difference between the Trump economy and the Obama economy. What did Trump do right that you will support in the United States Congress?
Hey, it's incredible. I mean, you look at the jobs right now, right? I mean, at our restaurant alone, okay, it's hard for us to even hire cooks because people are moving up in the ranks so quickly. There's not enough jobs to fill.
You said cooks, right? Cooks. It's hard to hire cooks. I thought you said crooks for a minute. I was going to say it's easy to hire crooks. Just look for Democrats. That's it. Democrat congressman. You want crooks? Look up Democrat congressman. That's easy. Now, it's hard to hire cooks. I get it. I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, cooks and wait staff across the board. I mean, because they're, you know, people are moving up. They're getting better jobs.
Right.
You can see it across our state, and it's getting better and better. I mean, as a small business owner, you know, we see it every day. You know,
so
I
you
mean,
will
I am
support
so frustrated
Trump.
With
you will support Trump and Trump's economic policies. Yes.
Of course. I mean, Linda McMahon just said the other day that Dan Rodheimer is Trump-like. Okay, Trump-like. So
you are Trump-like. I mean, you are. You know, I agree with that.
I come out and, you know, I want to, you know, I want to be able to come out and work with him. I said the other day, you know, it's like a tag team, you know, me and the president. We'll be a tag team working together up there.
Well, Trump's been in a WWE ring. He was in the ring, right?
Yes, he was.
There you go.
And he won.
You got to be a show.
He's the winner.
I'm not going to say anything about that, but you got to be a showman to be a politician. Politics is show business, and my man Dan Rodheimer, like Trump and like Wayne Root, is a showman. You got to have to make this fun, man. So let's tell everybody.
Wayne, this is what I say. This honestly, Wayne, at the end of the day, this is what I tell everybody. Everybody says to me, Dan, you're a fighter. Yes, I was a fighter, right? And like I said earlier, it's about results rather than resistance. But the thing is it's not always about fighting, Wayne. It's about protecting, okay? It's about protecting our children, about protecting our small business, about protecting our veterans. But I will tell you this one thing, Wayne. I will tell you right now, and I promise every single listener right now that if I need to stand tall and I need to fight, I promise you, I will take a folding chair right to the establishment, Wayne.
I like it. Dan, I'm going to be there by your side, buddy. I'm small and I'm Jewish, but I'm a fighter, man. I'm a fighter. All right, Dan, we got to run. It's Dan Rodheimer. His website is danrodheimer.com. Send him a donation. Send him some love. Vote for him.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Say.